And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mesa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to a very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great group of guests here in the world headquarters, Rod Halpern and Carlos Torres from War Heroes on Water. We're going to be talking about some great men and a great group of people here putting on a fantastic tournament and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island for 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great show today is going to be today, man. Talking all kinds of fishing, a great tournament, great fun, the crazy fishing that is going on right now that's about to continue. It's just going to be a great one.
Yeah.
Man. Looking forward to it.
With our good friend Rod Halpern. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. Good to see you guys.
Great
it's been a while.
To see you. And Carlos, welcome to the world headquarters here.
Yeah, guys. Thank you for having me here.
Great to have you. And first of all, tell us, Rod, about what War Heroes on Water is.
Sure. So War Heroes on Water is a charity fishing tournament hosting and benefiting Wounded War veterans. And really what it is, it's the private boat community here, the yachts, that volunteer, put their boats in, and we take these guys fishing. It's a four-day deal, September 24th through 27th. It's a private boat. Live on the boat, a couple of vets, two, three vets on your boat with you. Take them out, show them a great time, and build some community and great fishing. There's some parties and special events and boat parades and all kinds of activities that go on inside of this thing. But at its core, it is here to support our veterans, which we know in Southern California community, San Diego in particular, really loves the vets.
Yeah, absolutely. And so cool because it's a group effort, right? You put a lot of work in it. I know your boss, Anthony Shea, puts in a lot of incredible work into it. And the people that own these boats volunteer their boats, their fuel, their everything to do these efforts, right?
Absolutely. So the community, like, my job is to recruit yachts, number one. So we have over 40. I'm shooting for 50. If you've got a sport fishing yacht, 40 or better, and you think you're free those weekends and want to take a guy like Carlos fishing, give me a call. Hit the War Heroes on Water website, and we'd love to have you. I need a few more to make sure I've got enough capacity on the yachts. We're hosting 125 veterans this year.
Wow.
The first year we had about 20, right, Carlos? And we did it all in the back of that Bad Company 144. This year, it's turning into a circus. Like, we're going to have 125 vets, our weigh-in party on the pier. We cordon off
the pier in Avalon.
The whole party comes in, the boats come in way. Everything is turned into a deal. And it's a great fundraiser. You know, we're close to $1 million in funds this year, almost $5 million for the life of the tournament of cash donated to our charitable partner, Freedom Alliance. So it's a great fundraiser. Those guys do great things with the funds, help support the vets. Carlos can attest to that. And it's just a great event. It's a feel-good for us. We make great friends. Carlos and I have become friends. Every vet that I've really hung out with and met, we talk, we text, we email, we chat, we jerk each other's chains. We're probably going to get some calls from those guys today.
That's cool. That's awesome.
But yeah, so the bond.
Maybe even a call from Anthony over in the Azores, huh?
Yeah, Anthony's heading to Azores. He told me he's heading to Azores tomorrow. He's in Miami today. Lasley's in the Azores. Lasley's pre-fishing. He's not allowed to put hooks in the water.
Okay.
But they're over there trolling them up, seeing where they're biting.
All right.
That's so cool.
I talked to Pete Grosbeck the other day, and he's very excited to join the team on this round of that. Yeah,
he's getting the band back together.
That's going to be some good stuff for sure. But, Anthony, so tell us about the Freedom Alliance and how that benefits you as a wounded warrior.
Yeah, so, you know, I came into Freedom Alliance through a mutual friend of mine, Bob Hamer. He's retired FBI, and he knew of Oliver North, and so that's how I got connected. And ever since then, I mean, I've just been fortunate to be part of this wow family, team, Freedom Alliance. And
from day one, right?
From day one.
Yeah, you were one of the original vets.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've been hooked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're seriously hooked.
I just can't get enough of it.
Yeah. Know? So talk a little bit about your injuries. You're a wounded warrior, and what happened? Where were you? What happened?
Yeah, my injuries came about in 2011. I was doing some mounted dismounted patrols. We were out clearing the building, came back out to go back on the vehicle, and it, you know, just kind of came out of nowhere. Next thing you know, I'm blacked out. I kind of gained consciousness and look down. Both my legs are just gone from that moment. And, you know, that's when I knew. It's like, okay, well, I hit an IED.
And
then from
there, that was where?
Yeah, Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan,
And then from there, just kind of the whole journey of, you know, recovering, transitioning back into the civilian life and trying to figure out what to do next.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. And how has Freedom Alliance and all the support groups helped you through all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best support that I've received from them is just, you know, taking you out, right, and, you know, testing the limitations of your body, the prosthetics, the bonding, both mentally and physically. You know, that just, for me, just spiritually just makes things, you know, living my life way better.
Yeah, and you walk up in the office and stuff like that, you kind of live a normal life, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if there was an elevator, I'd probably take it. But.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah, I understand.
So do I, so I'll get it.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah,
it seems like what's so fun about this tournament, too, is just that it's not about your injury, it's not about anything, it's just about going and having a good time with like-minded guys, and you're fishing, and it's, you know, it's not about the accident, it's just about going and bonding and having a great time.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's, you know, just being out, being in the military, you make such great connections with, you know, brothers, essentially,
sure,
right? Lifelong brothers. And then coming into, you know, events such as WOW, and you come and you meet these same guys that you might not have met before, but you come together and you experience the same experiences. And, you know, from day one, you're already family.
That's rad.
Yeah, that is cool for sure. So when you go on the boats, like, give us an example. Last year, who'd you fish with, and what was that experience like?
Oh, we should probably pick a different year. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so last year Greg got fortunate. I was with Second C, permanent director, and here I thought I'd get some sort of handicap, right? I was like, hey, you know, we'll probably get something. No, it was great. It was, Rod here and Chris Decker.
Jimmy Decker.
Jimmy Decker.
I'll come in. So Carlos fished 4 years. He's fished with Billy on The Gambler.
Oh, man.
He's fished on The Bad Company with Steve and Anthony and the boys.
Man.
Then he's with Paul Laporte and all the firefighters.
Wow.
And then last year we had him on the boat. He got the short straw, got stuck with me. But we had Jimmy Decker and Eric Landesfiend. So he's been exposed to some of the better.
So the four of you on the boat.
Yeah, the four of us.
Yeah.
And so we really had a lot of fun. But don't let Carlos fully tell you the story. He's going skydiving. I think he's doing some surfing. He's fishing all the time.
When we were all walking up, he was talking like, oh, I was here last week fishing, fishing in San Diego.
That's cool, yeah. And what's fishing done for you and your life?
You know, I don't know what it is about fishing, getting that fish on a hook, but it's just the adrenaline, that rush. I would almost compare it to just kind of some of the experiences in the military, just that rush that you get, that intensity, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure your brother's a fellow Wounded Warriors. I mean, share a lot of experiences together, of experiences on the water. You get to fish with some of them and such, right?
Oh yeah, that's you can't put a price on that. I mean, you go out in the water. I mean, it's just it's nature. You're calm, quiet. Everything's no phone service. I mean, all that world. You just put that behind you, and you're with your buddies just fishing.
Yeah. Well, and the good news is Rod has a sea keeper, too, so that always helps, right?
but I can tell you, Carlos, you know, like we stand in the cockpit fishing with Jimmy and Eric. We don't fish bait much, right? Just all throwing plastics and stuff. And these guys are back there in the cockpit. Jimmy's got me fishing the boat like a skiff, drifting through the kelps and whatnot. But these guys are making a couple hundred casts a day. They're not just standing there waiting for somebody to hand them a rod. We'll get to a story about that a little bit later, but
that's good stuff.
So that's what I think is so cool about the tournament. I'm sure we'll go into it much later, but like you say, you could be fishing calico bass or marlin or yellowtail or rockout or everything else. Like there's a sliding scale system where no matter where you are, or what you're doing, or where you're at, there's strategy to be had on everything.
Yeah, we're trying to score these guys points. Every fish, every keeper they catch in one of the 10 species we got, it's worth some points. And then if they catch a big one, there's weight points. So there's if you want your guys to win, you can't just go out there and catch a marlin. You can't just catch a couple of bluefin. You got to get those. Okay, we got those. Now we got to go to the next species, the next one. When's the tide? When's the wind? When's the this? When's the that? How much bait do I have? So the captains that are into it, I drive them bananas because they got to bring like every
rod. Yeah, totally.
Good for the tackle shop guys, Rick.
Yeah, I like the style. Yeah, a tournament that weighs in a cow bluefin and a marlin, but also a calico bass and a bonita is our kind of tournament.
That's a good one. Yeah, they need all the gear.
That's right.
Yeah. So, have four. This is year number four and year number five. Number five.
Yeah, it's our fifth annual, and it's the biggest. We even managed to pull off a tournament during COVID. Which most guys couldn't. We had some bunch of special rules, and we shrunk it that year. But this will be our biggest year. Like I said, it's a fundraiser. We're looking to raise over $1 million. I'm happy to say we're well over 800.
Wow.
But it is a fundraiser, guys, and the money goes for Freedom Alliance. They do all. It covers the hard cost of this event that we have for flying guys in hotels and stuff like that. But they have all these great programs, scholarships for the Gold Star kids, helping the vets out with whatever they need, other travel trips. They do other outdoor adventures, trips to Costa Rica, camping and hiking in Wyoming and all kinds of stuff like that.
Cool.
So really the outdoor therapy is kind of their specialty and all these other things that they do. So we did this last year, Pete, I'm going to do it again. So a lot of people on the show want to support the vets. How can I help? The simplest way, if you got a phone, you can text WHOW, it's WOW, stands for War Heroes on Water, to 80100. When you do that, you donate $10. You can do it up to 10 times. If you want to give 100, we appreciate it. But it's an easy way. You can go to our website, warheroesonwater.com, hit donate now, and give to your credit cards maxed out. We appreciate that, too. Sponsors and corporate donors and stuff like that. We have special packages.
And this is a 501c3 corporation, right?
Absolutely.
It's a charitable organization.
Yeah, they are.
Run mostly by volunteers, but there's a few.
Yeah, well, the Fremont, they have a lot of volunteers, a lot of like people that work out of the kindness of their heart.
Yes.
It was started by Oliver North. This was kind of his child. But it's a great organization, and through it, a lot of the WOW vets have come up with a career with a job opportunity. Carlos is one of them. I'm going to say that he became an intern at Loan Depot when he finished his accounting degree and has been,
nice.
Been doing stuff with Loan Depot. Several other vets have found jobs and careers. Mike Nares, who was one of the first WOW vets, actually works for Freedom Alliance now. So
that's so cool.
So we're really trying, like let's get everybody into the community. Let's lift everybody up. You know, these guys went out there and volunteered to get shot at and blown up and all this kind of stuff, and a lot of them, you know, haven't come home and are struggling once they have. Least we could do is support these guys in every way we can. Listen, we're fishermen. We know how good, how much healing we can get on the water. We've all gone through something.
Totally.
We go out there and we laugh, we scream, we cry, we hug, we catch a fish, but we come in feeling our soul satisfied. If we can share that with guys like this, and that's what it's all about.
Well said. That's awesome.
Yeah, really. How old are you?
That's a good question. 33.
33, yeah. So when you were 22, you had your injury.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, so that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. But, yeah, so so for an old guy like me, so you text WHOW on your phone.
Well, first you got to go to 80100.
Oh, so first you put in 80100.
Yeah, that's the phone number that you're texting to.
Okay.
80100.
And then in the subject or the actual text is WHOW.
Yeah,
and that automatically will charge $10 to your phone bill.
Yeah,
and that goes right to Freedom Alliance
information or some kind of tech stuff that you got to do. But yeah, but then it goes right into the Freedom Alliance right there. And like last year, we did this, Pete. I think we had close to 100 folks do that. So I'm going to challenge your audience to get 101. And Carlos is asking for everybody's cell phone at the table.
Yeah, for sure.
So Carlos already had Rod donated. No problem.
So that is so cool that our listeners really stepped up last year. So let's do it again. Let's beat it this year. I mean, it's the biggest year of the tournament to help these wounded warriors. Let's get it done this year and do it. We have a special guest in the world headquarters here, Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris. And Frank's the bearer of some very sad news today, right, Frank?
Yep. I guess you haven't talked about it yet.
No.
Steve Loomis passed away on a Thursday morning, about 7:30 in the morning. For those of you who don't know, Steve ran the Royal Polaris from the day it was launched. He was on the boat for like 25 years. He taught people like Brian Kiyohara, Roy Rose, helped me a lot when I first came to San Diego. An amazing guy, a guy that, you know, he had polio as a young man, and he worked through that, and I've never met a man in my life who went through as much suffering as that man did and never complained, never said a word, just kept going. I can remember one time when we'd caught a couple of hundred wahoo at the potato bank, and Steve was in a body cast because they were trying to straighten his spine out. And on the way home, we found a kelp patty.
He had a body cast as a captain on the Royal Polaris.
Yep, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Him and I were running the boat together that trip. And he is in a body cast down to his waist. And we came across this big kelp patty, and we caught another 100 and some wahoo. And we decided to catch a few for the crew. And so we just put out a couple boat lines and we're pulling some fish. He couldn't stand it. He ripped his body cast off of his body and went down and started pulling wahoo.
Oh, my gosh. He's an amazing guy.
He's an amazing guy. Yeah. You know, he always had the name of, we always called him Westy.
Westy, yeah.
Whenever he was fishing albacore, he always worked west.
Yeah.
He always felt that's the right direction to go, and he was right.
Yeah.
But an amazing guy, proud of his kids. Chris, his son, has just been wonderful, helping take care of him. His wife, Thea, he's been a loyal, loyal friend. You know, he's been coming to our office every day until maybe the last year and a half or two.
Yeah. And a partner in the Royal Polaris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I might say, too, I told Rod and Carlos before the show started, in my eyes, probably the greatest captain on a long-range boat that's ever lived.
He's right there with them.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean,
he's definitely one of the best.
One of the best. Everybody looked at him for advice and knowledge. And
up to the day he died, Roy Rose, myself, and many others would call him whenever there was some kind of a weather situation, because he could analyze the weather better than anybody. Yeah. We would call him from the boat. Steve, what's it look like? Hey, you're going to be all right here. I think if you get inside this line, you're going to be okay. He had it all figured out, and he enjoyed doing that. He, you know, and Roy told me last night, he called him the last three trips in a row when he was taken off, and they just talked about everything. And, you know, Steve knew he was going.
Yeah.
And, you know, he told several people, I'm not going back to the hospital again.
Good for him.
And,
yeah, he's been in hospice for a couple weeks or something.
No, just a couple days. A
couple days.
Yeah. Wow. And all I can think of is, boy, up there in heaven, there's a mess going on right now between him and Rollo.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Yeah. I remember standing on the deck of the Royal Polaris on an 18-day. You and Steve were running the boat, and I was standing on the back deck at Hurricane Bank. And Steve looked at me and he said, Pete, you're in the middle of the Pacific here. And I was like, yeah, we're out here, man.
Well, Steve always had, he had a great dry sense of humor.
Oh, he really did. Like, we are out there. It's like there's nothing there. It's in the middle of the ocean, right?
And he just loved, you know, sending, emailing me jokes and things. He was just an amazing, amazing human being.
Yeah, and he used to come into the tackle shop a lot and tell stories and advice and everything, right? Right up to, like, close to the end, right?
Steve was the best storyteller there was, I think, in fishing, and he's done everything. And there was a long period of time where I would always open the tackle store. Back then, it was before we had our half-day boat, so we opened at 6, and Loomis would always come in at 6 and get coffee, and he'd hold court, and, you know, whether it was what was going on with fishing, he always wanted to know what was going on in the commercial side of things, what's fish going for a pound, where are you catching this, and he could tell a story like no one else, and would always, you know, any customer that was around would gather up, and all the guys who were in the ticket office, and I had a very special relationship with him just to get to hear all the great stuff, and he always wanted to know what we were doing just the same, and I'm going to miss him a lot. He was a really, really good man and a really special person, you know. I mean, I got to go fishing with him and with Rollo, and, you know, when I was growing up, and now this is an industry that I'm going to be in for my whole life, and I feel really special that I got to spend all the good time that I did with him. He was a really, really good guy.
You know, he was so close to the girls in our office and some of his closest friends, you know, like Don Sansom, John Grabowski. He always kept in touch with me. He always called people and stayed in touch. He's just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And we're going to miss him. But, you know, God bless him. And I know he's in a better place now and not suffering anymore. Anyhow, thank you, you guys.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, Steve Loomis, legendary captain of the Royal Polaris and such a mentor to so many. I saw Art Taylor on the dock yesterday, and Art Taylor was telling stories about, which he might even call in this morning and talk about how he mentored not just Rollo, not just Art, I mean, dozens of captains in this fleet.
That's right. And some people are asking about services. I'm not sure if there's going to be an immediate service, but we do know there will be a service most likely on the day before Thanksgiving, which is when all the captains are in.
Cool.
And we'll do something on the Royal Polaris. So that's what we got, and God bless him.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for taking the time to come in. Appreciate it. No, thank you. Thanks, and very important. Thanks, Frank. Frank Lopresti, about the passing of the legendary Captain Steve Loomis.
Yep, no doubt. Well, as you can hear, so much great going on today, so much great stuff to talk about, so much great stuff to cover. There's some amazing fishing. We're talking about this fantastic War Heroes on Water tournament, and, man, we just want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. Two ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with giving us a call. You can call us at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. Hugely popular option to Let's Talk Hookup. Texting the show, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. Funnest way to participate. Again, text your questions. And you want to make sure you include your contact information with that text, because if you do, you might be the lucky winner at the, of a big prize at the end of the show today. And what a killer prize we are giving away. We are giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, a fantastic opportunity for one of our lucky callers or texters. Again, at the end of the show, we're going to have Carlos flip a coin. That's going to designate whether the caller comes, or whether the winner, excuse me, comes from the caller side or the texter. So, again, if you send us a text, make sure that you include your contact info, and hopefully you'll be winning that big prize on board the Liberty. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a whole lot more with War Heroes on Water. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking War Heroes on the Water. If you want to join us again, give us a call at 213-432-1090 or send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
And don't forget, Rob made the call. We're looking to beat last year. Donation to Friends Alliance. Text on your phone to the number 80100. In the text, just put in WHOW, War Heroes on Water, just WHOW. You're sending $10 to an awesome cause.
Yeah, great cause. I'm going to do that right now while we talk to the man who's the head of this whole thing, Mr. Anthony Shea. Good morning, Anthony.
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, doing great. You're on your way again for another phase of the world tour, right?
Yeah, Roger. Starts tomorrow. So the boys are already there, and I'll be there tomorrow.
Wow, fantastic. Well, really been enjoying your incredible trip on Facebook, watching all those giant blue marlin. Are they blues, blacks? What are you catching?
They're Atlantic blue marlin.
Atlantic blues, yeah. They're just, I mean, they're so massive. It's like that is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Hard to fathom.
But. Yeah. I remember being on your boat in Kona with Steve Pernard and with Steve Lasley, and we looked back and we saw this it was like a submarine coming into the jigs. And Steve goes, oh, that's a good one. And when Steve says it's a good one, it's, you know, he's seen a lot of big fish. It didn't eat the jig, unfortunately, but I've never seen, I still have that image in my mind of that. He said it was 700-800 pounds, something like that. But what's it like to, now that one you got was close to a grander, right?
Yeah, it probably was right there. It probably would have made it. We end up, you know, boating one. But, you know, the Atlantic is just so different from the Pacific, right? I mean, we're, for those of us fish Pacific our entire lives, you know, you kind of programmed in that, you know, the north, the more north you go, the colder the water is. But the Atlantic is not necessarily true because of that incredible Gulf Stream that pushes water tremendously. Where we're going right now, as an example, is the Azores. It's actually at the same latitude line as San Francisco.
Wow.
And it has 75 degree. Yeah, it has 75 degree water. Where Madeira, of our previous stop, which was 300 nautical miles south, the water temperature was 4 degrees cooler. Actually, 5 degrees cooler. It was at 70. So, you know, the Gulf Stream is amazing. The Atlantic is, you know, much smaller body of water than the Pacific, but it certainly holds a lot of prehistoric monsters there. We see 800-pound bluefin tunas rolling around out there, and we just, you know, we see those things, and we start turning the wheel running the other way because I don't want to get stuck in the chair for 3 hours.
Wow. So you've been to the Azores. You've been to Madeira fishing. If you had to go back to just one, which one did you go back to?
Well, they both are just incredible, lovely places. I mean, there's civilization on both of those islands since the 1600s. So, lots of history, lots of infrastructure. Madeira must have $1 billion of tunnels and bridges that are, you know, invested into that island. They're just incredible places on Earth. And you know, more than the fishing, you know, the adventure and just the overall experience of it has been fantastic. And, you know, these big females have gigantic tails. You know, they cover a lot of water and they go where they can eat and they go where they're comfortable. And as that water turns over and pushes around, you know, they go where they need to go. They're not like us, you know, where you have to make an appointment to go somewhere. They go wherever they want to go. So, you know, the whole world tour is about placing, you know, our assets, which is our boats and support boats and our crew, in the location that, you know, increases the chances of targeting these things. You know, year over year, you know, the stock is, you know, reducing just like everything else in this world, and it's just harder to find the quality fishes. But, so, you know, The next phase of this thing after Australia is South Atlantic. So we're going to continue to chase the sun, and that's where these things want. These things want the sun.
Wow.
That's cool.
So Anthony, is there any difference between the Atlantic blue marlin and the Pacific blue marlin?
You know, I hope to answer that question in the next couple of years, but, you know, so far they're hard to compare because, you know, I've been fishing for marlin for over 40 years, and I've only caught 6 fish over 700. And in the last 21 days of the world tour, I equaled that, 6 fish over 700, and with 2 fish over 900.
Oh,
these things are beasts. I can tell you, you know, maybe it's in the colder water. They don't jump as much, but they pull harder. So this is the perception that Atlantic blue marlin don't pull. That's just not true. They pull. They pull back. They just
cool.
don't. They're just not as acrobatic. You know, they don't do as many backflips and, you know, crazy panic runs. They're just a lot more reserved. But they pull. They pull a lot harder.
Now you've assembled probably the best fishermen in the world. And you're bringing back the band together for this round of fishing with Steve Lousy, Pete Grossbeck, and Obi and the whole gang there. How's that going to change the game, or is it just going to up it a little bit?
I think all the guys are, you know, really excited and feel, you know, including me, we feel, you know, incredibly grateful to put this together, and we're going to try to keep it going for 2 to 3 years. you know, we don't know how long it's gonna last. And you know, there's a lot of fatigue doing this, right? Just getting all the logistics and the visas and the permits for the boats and making sure that, you know, the places that you go to, you're not gonna get malaria or get hijacked or get robbed. It's a lot to try to chase some trophy fish. So, you know, so far it's, you know, we started in June. We're only, this will be trip number four, if you will. I mean, this, our program is a little bit different. We actually fly crew in and out, where before, you know, the great mothership programs before us, you know, they stayed on the boat. So I got so much respect for, you know, previous teams like Madam and the Hooker. I mean, they used to just start the boat up and not come back for months. And I have the luxury to, you know, fly in, fish for 7 to 14 days and come back. But even with that, it's, you know, we're going to try to keep it going as long as we can. In 2025, if everything works out, I'll be pulling the brand new boat, the 175, into Southern California. And that will be the official end of it, in 2025. But anything goes, man. I mean, the Indian Ocean is unknown. South Pacific is somewhat unknown. South Atlantic is a little bit unknown, especially, you know, if you're looking at, you know, between Brazil and Africa. All of those areas we're looking at. But, you know, when January hits, that sun starts to shine south of the equator, and that's where these big girls go. You know, they go to ideal environment.
Wow. This sounds so cool.
Fired up, right?
Yeah. So let's talk about this event that basically you created and started, War Heroes on Water. What motivated you to get that rolling?
You know, being a self-made entrepreneur, you know, the older I get, the more appreciation I have towards this wonderful country. We have a country that gives you options. You know, if you want to work, you can work. If you don't want to work, you can sit on the couch with a beer and a remote control. It's whatever you want to do. And it's created, you know, it's created this fair sort of capitalism for anyone that wants to achieve their dreams. And I'm a perfect example of an American dream, being a self-made guy. And I never served a day. I really don't understand what these guys go through. I took a group of them fishing 6 years ago, and you know, they had me on day one. I just love being around these guys. They're loyal. They're committed. Their work ethic is unbelievable. And you know, as a kid, and you start thinking, you know, you start seeing the national anthem, the words, and Land of the Brave, and all that stuff. And I'll tell you, man, those words came alive when you have a chance to spend some time with our heroes. These are men and women that fought for this country, and this is why, you know, we get to do what we get to do with, you know, almost no restrictions, freedom of speech, and all the wonderful protection and safety that we have in this country. And, you know, I didn't know what to do to give back, so I just started to build this fishing tournament more and more each year. Now, I believe we're the largest tournament on the West Coast. We have 125 anglers this year with 45 to 50 yachts. You know, Rod is still tallying everything up. And I think it's the richest because we're going to generate well over $1 million in revenue, which all of it will go towards the vets. And it changes lives on both sides. We know we're saving lives, guys. We know we're saving lives. I mean, the suicide rate among these men and women that are wounded is extraordinarily high. And I know we've saved lives. We know because of this event, which is just a simple 4-day event with 2 days of full of fishing, it gives them such energy and appreciation that it just allows them to keep on going.
And also, you're a testament to that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And we also change the lives of our civilians that participate. You know, our boat owners that work so hard in their lives to be able to afford a yacht and a crew and buy the gas and buy the fuel. And when they spend time with our vets, you know, they come back with a whole new outlook, saying, "Oh man, this is just so heartwarming for them." So, you know, the spirit of this tournament just caught on. The community just took it and just ran with it in 5 years. It's, 5 years is not a lot of time because we only do one event a year. So doing four events on our fifth event this year has become the largest on the West Coast and the largest nonprofit fishing tournament in the world is pretty amazing. So, I applaud Rod and the rest of the team for getting us here.
Yeah, and well, what an incredible achievement and what a great cause to, you know, so often that our war heroes like Carlos are forgotten and to be able to do this and give recognition in a sport that we all love and do it to people that really deserve it, people that really fought and suffered for our freedom. Great job, Anthony, and wow, just really. Now, are you going to be able to make it back for the tournament?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No matter what. So you guys are important than any fish I can catch.
Yeah. No, wait a minute. All your boats are over there, aren't they? Do you have a boat over here that you're going to fish on?
Who are you talking to right now?
Wait.
Put some respect on that, man.
Yeah.
Of course there's a boat over there.
Yeah, there's a boat over there, right? What are you going to fish on, Anthony?
We have our Delta Marlin Air 75 here in Newport.
Oh, I love that boat. That boat is so cool. That's great. So that's the one you're going to be hosting. How many war heroes will you have on that boat?
Well, it depends on Rod, but I think we're going to have three.
You'll have three.
All right. Well, that's cool. Well, looking forward to hearing the stories and watching your Facebook posts about the incredible experiences you have on the world tour. Ricky and I are lucky enough, thanks to Rod, to now own a world tour t-shirt. Very excited about that. Thank you very much.
And Anthony, honestly, it is cool. Like, so many of us are having fun, you know, being part of it with you. Like, everybody. You know, I work in the tackle store where everybody talks about fishing, and, you know, there'll be a, you know, the next day, that's always the water cooler. You see the size of that fish these guys caught? And I mean it not just to blow smoke, but, like, you guys are putting a lot of effort into sharing it with us. You know, I mean, it's not like somebody took a picture on their cell phone and posted it to social media. I mean, you guys are taking the time to video and edit and build cool things just to share that with everybody else. And even that's a tremendous amount of effort. It's been a lot of fun, and we love it, man.
Can't wait to see the videos.
I do want to just mention something real quick if you have the time. Yeah, thank you for recognizing that. We spent $300,000 just in, you know, videotape equipment for this world tour. And the reason why I want to do it, and this is really important for the world to understand, I want to do it because I believe that the fishing world lacks, you know, an ambassador. We need to unite the fishing world because society, a grown part of society, is looking at fishing as being cruelty to animals. And we have to stand together and stand united to make sure that that movement doesn't pick up any more momentum.
Yeah, here,
fishing
here.
Is the largest sport in the world, and it's shared with families and friends.
Totally.
For any part of society to rise up to say that it's cruelty to animals, we need to make absolutely certain that we are united in that front. And number two, and I tell this story all the time, when I was a punk kid growing up in the docks, working on the Thunderbird, you know, being a deadhead on the Tornado, and then finally moving into private boats, into my 17-foot Whaler, and then I was a big shot getting into a 25-foot Cutty Con with twin outboards at the time. That was late 80s. And when I finally made it into Cabo, into the marina down there, back then the first time I went in there, there was no marina. You had to anchor and then, you know, wrapped up to the edge. I was always treated poorly by rich people, always. They didn't want to give me the time of day. They didn't want to share anything. And I'm not saying this to be sour grapes. What I'm just trying to say is I'm just trying to be inclusive of people that love fishing. Yes, you may not have a 50-footer or even a 40-footer. You might be fishing from a kayak. It doesn't matter. We all share in the passion of fishing. And we have to start, you know, whether you're a sport boater or a yachty or you're an onshore fisherman, it doesn't matter. I just love to see the community to be much, much more united because the enemy is not with us, with each other. The enemy is the other side that's thinking that when we hook a fish and that fish is struggling for its life, that we're bad guys. So it's just really important for us to start to unite that.
Good point.
Cool.
Very good point. Well, Anthony Shea, thank you. And we're going to be talking more about War Heroes and Rider, hopefully raise a lot of money from our listeners here for the effort. And we'll look forward to continuation of the World Tour and see you back here in Southern California for the tournament on September 23rd through the 27th.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Right. Safe travels. All right. Good luck. Get that grander. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got your phone calls. We got catch reports. We're going to check in with the cast, man. All kinds of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, on the Mighty 10990 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliffs edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and I got to tell you, you know, with all this tuna around, all the foamers around, poppers have been the deal. And Shimano's Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done.
Yeah, the entire Orca line, especially those poppers, they're fantastic. They're built for what we do. The Orca line, too, puts heavy-duty hardware on everything, so the rings are larger, the hooks are larger. You don't need to go out and spend an extra $20 to rig your lure to make it fish right. It's a great one.
And then with that flash boost, you throw that thing in the water. A lot of times you don't even have to move it, and the tuna will come up and eat it just because that flash boost is still moving.
So flash boost is like a mirror that's inside of the bait. The bait is hollow. And there's a section of it that's clear, and just from the motion, and the mirror is held by two little springs. So when that thing's in a foamer, just sitting motionless, that mirror is flashing back and forth. They're super cool.
And then you add the jet boost technology that Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim have. That helps you get the cast into that foamer further, so you're going to get bit. So check it out, the Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim at your local Shimano dealer.
The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3 day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, that gets me fired up to go on out to the Azores. I might have to jump a couple of shows. Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, or Madeira,
I thought
he was going to be definitive about which one he liked better. He just said both different and, you know, both really cool.
I like Bonds and Brunettes.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Cool. Well, either one, I'll go. Right. If you need a volunteer, Anthony, I'll come.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fun watching.
It's just fun watching. And, yep. And then you talk about all the money that he's spending on video and to share this experience with everybody. So cool.
Well,
you have a cool boss.
It's super cool. And we talked about it before with the War Heroes thing and this world tour and how does it tie together. Well, one of our War Hero vets is on his crew right now. He's doing
no
fishing. He's also running security for him.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's neat.
So Woody, one of our WOW vets, is really living.
Do you know Woody, Carlos?
I've met Woody.
Yeah. Part of the team.
Yeah. These Marines get it done.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's like, how do I sign up?
Yeah.
Now, what part of the service are most of the vets?
Well,
Carlos, any ideas?
I,
For the most part, I mean, I've come across a lot of Marines.
A lot of Marines.
You got some Navy, Army, a little bit of
everything.
Yeah, so for Freedom Alliance, they're our partner that selects the vets. And the part of the requirement for this event in particular is that you saw action, you know, over in Afghanistan, Iraq primarily, or Africa, or the places where you guys are at. Saw combat, have some kind of, not necessarily Purple Heart, not necessarily as banged up as Carlos got, but everybody saw action and trauma, you know, in service. So primarily we got Marines, we got Army infantry and special forces. We got some pretty badass. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about those guys. Absolutely, you can.
Yeah, the
Air Force parajumpers. You've got the Navy guys. You know, the corpsman guys like Jack Graham and stuff like that. So all four of the branches. We don't really have Coast Guard guys in this one right now, but all branches. But an awful lot of Army infantry and Marines. Guys that were boots on the ground, quite literally.
Yeah, that's
all right. Hey, let's find out what's biting in the bar.
You got it, man. It's time for the catch sport with the cast, man. Hey, today top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know that Gamakatsu also offers amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200? It's a reversible utility case for easy, angle-free jig storage. Gamakatsu also makes jig heads, a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For more information, check out the complete lineup at gamakatsu.com or just check out your local tackle dealer. We got the cast man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tours, standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro. Hey, I want to go on that world tour, man. How do I sign up?
Yeah, call Anthony.
Yeah, get in line.
Rob will shoot you his number.
Oh, gosh. Anthony and I go way back, man.
Yeah,
way
absolutely.
Yeah. But anyway, Pete, that sounds like one heck of a trip. Wow, that would be so exciting to be on. But anyway, down in Loretto, I got Bernie Bernard, good client and friend, is down there right now fishing, and another gentleman there from Phoenix, Arizona, Mike Guest, doing really well in the Dorado. The Dorado is still there. It's just it's the old days in Loretto. Dorado, and there's some nice fish being pulled out. You know, there's all those 5 to 10 to 12 pounders, but there's occasional, you know, 25, 30, 35 pounder being taken, but it's limits. So some fabulous fishing. Weather's it's been really, really nice, not super hot. Daytime temperatures have been in the mid to high 90s, and so it's you want to catch Dorado, now's the time to be in Loretto. Moving down, of course, to San Jose del Cabo and East Cape area down there. John Garcia is down on the East Cape. He sent me some pictures of some nice big bull Dorado he caught there. And then moving on down to San Jose del Cabo, Baja Bob reports that the fishing has just been really, really good. It really turned on here this past week with good catches of tuna, Dorado, and wahoo. So that area now is turning on to that really great fall fishing that goes on down in those banks. Just a short run from the marina there at San Jose del Cabo. It's, you know, you got a 45-minute run to the Iman, and then before you get to there, you got the San Luis and Santa Maria. And those, like I said, those banks are really giving up some really nice fishing, and it's going to continue to get better as we get into, you know, the fall months. And, of course, we've got our annual Wahoo Rumble, October 31 to November 3rd. That's always a fabulous trip, and I always look forward to that one. Gosh, we've been doing that one now for like 16, 17, 18 years now, I think. But it's some really, really good fishing. If you want marlin, striped marlin there, got to go out a little bit further. 8 to 10 miles, there's a lot of striped marlin. Starting to pick up a few blues and a few sails as we get into the fall months there. And, of course, in time for those big tournaments they have down there in Cabo, such as the Bisbee Black and Blue. But
hey, Cass, I had an opportunity to talk to Cass Tours customer and friend Ira Drogan last week. And I just want to mention, because Ira's like telling me about all the different fishing he's been doing, and he lives on the East Coast, and he's been on many trips with Cass, and I know I've been with him to Panama and such like that. Ira's like, what, 88, something like that?
Yeah, he's getting pretty close to there. I think he's about 86, 87. He's pretty close.
But it shows you, I mean, the guy's keeping young by going fishing and how healthy fishing is to do and go fishing with Cass, or whether you go fishing here, and how healthy it is for our wounded warriors too to get out on the water and enjoy it. It's something you need to do. So if somebody wants to be healthy and live a long life, we go with Cass and Cass Tours and go out on the water? How do we do it?
Well, I like Ira to go because he's always the oldest guy. So
yeah.
But, yeah, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casstours.com, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Thanks, Cass, man. Great job. Great report, as always. We'll talk to you then.
Take care, boys.
All right. Thanks, Cass. Appreciate that. All right. Hey, I have some phone calls and some great texts. I have a great text that came through this morning from John and Mira Mesa, and he says, What are the most physically challenged injured individuals that were able to fish, and what are some of the special memories that you can relate from past experiences? Now you've been 4 years and coming up on your fifth year, Carlos.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the greatest experiences, well, I have two. So one of the, my first experience was, I'm a gambler, and we had a big bluefin. You know, we've been finding this thing for over an hour and a half or so. He comes in and he's in the back. And, you know, they go and they gaff it and they bring it back and somehow slips away, breaks a hook.
Oh, no, like after gaffs went in.
And that, and I think that is the first time I just got hooked to it. It was like that rush, was like that upset, but, you know, at the same time.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And I would say my second best experience.
So did you get him back or no?
No, he took
off. No, gone.
Gone. Oh. But then I was just committed. I was like, I need to go back.
Totally.
Yeah, that must have been a heartbreaker. But
was that a fish from the kite and a flying fish and that whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
God, that's cool.
Yeah. And some of the more injured people that go on the trips?
Well, so that's a great question. And so, like I said, we kind of make sure the veterans that come on this trip are capable of being on a yacht and getting mm-hmm. around a little bit, you know, for 3-4 days or living on the boat. So there is some restrictions on capabilities. But a lot of guys, Carlos is here with two prosthetic legs. He's up and down the bridge, ladder, doing everything, getting around the boat. Last year we had one vet on one of the boats. The more kind of wounded they are or you know, less mobility, I would say, put them on the bigger, more stable boats. So one guy spent a good amount of time in his wheelchair. He could walk around, but it was easier for him to sit. So they put his chair right up to the rail, and the guy cleaned up. There's a picture of him somewhere here with a big pile of rockfish and green cod and all this kind of things. Went to the Channel Islands and just absolutely clobbered it.
Yeah. Pretty big smile on his face, yeah. I imagine.
And like one of our all-time like regular vets, this guy Brian Myers, in our pictures here, you know, he's another IED tech that got blown up, and he's got two fingers on one hand, the other hand gone and missing, you know, blown off below the knee on his, like, his left leg. And Brian's like, he does his thing. He loves it. He's just getting after it. So we have guys all the way from that where others, when you look at them, you know, everything looks normal, you know, head to toe. But I can tell you what's going on between the ears here. They've guys have seen and done too much and struggling with the loss of their buddies and all that kind of stuff.
For sure.
So it's really like physically, yeah, we got the guys missing arms and legs and all that kind of stuff. But really, we got every single one of them has been through it.
Yeah, definitely. And what a great thing to be out on the water with some people that support you and want to catch some big fish for you.
Yep, nothing like it.
Like right. Now, is Gambler part of the tournament this year?
I don't think they're in this year. Oh. The owner, Dick's got some, you know, he moved out to Vegas. The boat's still there, but it's not running quite as much, although I'm still pinging Billy. So, Billy, if you're listening, I expect my phone call.
Yeah, I was going to say, Billy's such an awesome guy, and I know you got to fish with Billy, one of the best around, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's really cool.
You know, it makes it very hard because you go out with these guys, these top experts, you know, you go out fish, catch fish, and then you try going out by yourself, and you're like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
Totally.
For sure.
Well, speaking of support, I just got to say, you know, Rod, you talked about it earlier, the text $10 donation option. It is that easy. I mean, it is that easy. Like I did it while we were talking with Anthony. Again, text to the number, the phone number, 80100, and then in the body of the text, just type in, I did it in all capitals, W-H-O-W, W-H-O-W. It's $10. You don't need to pull your card out. It just goes right to your phone bill. You know, Dallas is listening to my wife. She just sent me a text saying, you know, hey, I just, you know, I did that too. It's that easy. I mean, it really is that easy to do. It's $10 for making a text message. And like you say, I mean, please do even more than that. But if you're listening, great time, great cause. Why not?
For sure. And, guys, there's other ways besides giving the money, which we need. It is a charity. It's a fundraiser. But you want to show support for these guys. Saturday, September 24th is our big kickoff in Newport Beach. So we have a party on the water at Anthony's, one of his on-the-water properties. During the party, each of these yachts pull up, And the vets come down, they get on the water, the crowd is here to take a picture.
Sick.
So for 2 hours, I got 50 yachts or so loading 125 vets. But then we gather in the center of Newport. We have a national anthem with color guard and that stuff, and a boat parade through Newport. So if you got a skiff, you got a kayak, you want to come stand on the shore at the pavilion and show your support for the vets. I can tell you, at these things, I thought, hey, Carlos, hey, vets, we've raised $1 million. I had 1,000 people give at least 10 bucks. I got 50 yachts lined up here to take you fishing. There's another 50 or 60 other boats and stuff out here to support you. The town of Avalon, this community's got you.
Yeah.
We put your arms around you, but come out and do that. Be part of the boat parade. Give a few bucks. Give us something for the silent auction.
We
find a veteran and say thank you for your service, but you can put your money where your mouth is here.
Hey, I just did it. I texted the number 80100 I sent the message was WHOW, and it says, to confirm your $10 donation to Freedom Alliance, reply with the word yes, terms, blah, 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 blah. So it works, and it's easy. Even I can do it. Yeah. You can do it, too.
I assure you, if Pete can get an operation done with his cell phone, it's that easy.
Yeah.
Pete should probably try it one more time. Make sure.
I think so, too. Yeah. Give me your phone, Rob.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way. Another full hour, plus we're going to check in with the catch report. Man, you stand by for a good one. It's a lot more Let's Talk Cookout coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Cookout app. Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Bob Hoots at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.